You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Fashion. Turn to the left. Fashion. Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's fashion with Penelope Noir.
Morena Penny, how are you this morning?
I'm good, thanks. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. This is a very interesting topic you've brought us this morning. What are we chatting about in the world of clothes?
Well, we're going to talk about Princess Leia's dress in the final scene of the 1977 Star Wars A New Hope film.
Oh, because my God.
It was recently up for auction, and it was expected to reach US $2 million.
Uh-huh.
But it was passed in at $975,000.
Oh, no.
Damn. Yeah, no, because the owners wanted $1 million, like, reserve
right.
or something. Yeah. So for people who don't know, it's kind of a flowy, floor-length gown of white silk with a long, that had long bell sleeves and a scoop neck and a silver belt. And George Lucas wanted Princess Leia to wear white to symbolise purity, kind of like in a medieval style. Mm-hmm. And it's at the scene in which Leia, who's a leader in the Rebel Alliance, awards Han Solo and Chewbacca and Luke Skywalker medals for destroying the Death Star.
It so is like the kind of scene. Iconic sort of dress-up dress. If you're going as Princess Leia, you're probably wearing the big white dress, you know?
That belt.
Yeah. Well, funny you should say that, because it was missing for over 40 years.
Ooh. Whoa.
And apparently the dress, like, was in a weird design that you couldn't raise your arms up, but someone, whoever took it, wore it to a costume party and ripped it, and it had food and wine and blood spilt on it.
Oh my God.
And it was found crunched up in a plastic bag in a London attic, and it took something like 8 to 10 months to restore.
Wow.
How
oh my
do you
God.
Get those stains out?
I would love to know whose attic that was in. Who from the costume department ran off with the dress? That is amazing. And also, you'd know, because they'd have to sort of verify its authenticity. So it would be somebody presumably connected to the, like, production that it was in the attic. So you could be like, oh, that is the real dress. Ooh, the gossip would have been very good.
It was kept by a British member of the production crew, so I guess its provenance is there. But when you think about it, it could have been a really good ad for, you know, some kind of whitener.
Yeah,
for
that's
laundry.
What I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Wine?
Yeah.
Crikey. Oh my God, that's amazing.
So that made me, like, delve into who kind of designed the costumes and things for Star Wars.
Mm.
And this dress was conceived by a designer called John Mollow, who actually won Best Costume Design at the Academies in March 1978, after the film came out.
Oh, wow.
And he was actually a military uniform historian who wrote books on British and American uniforms, and he became an advisor on films like war films, like Barry Lyndon, which is a Stanley Kubrick film from 1975, where he, like, oversaw the costumes of 250 extras.
Oh, my goodness.
Which is crazy to me. And he subsequently moved into costume design when he was commissioned by young George Lucas to interpret the conceptual artist Ralph McQuarrie's illustrations. So he kind of, like, drew up what he thought the characters would look like, but John Mollow had to try and interpret those to be actual costumes, which is quite crazy. He said that he didn't know anything about science fiction, so he didn't kind of research it. All he was told was that George Lucas didn't want the costumes to be noticeable other than to reflect the light and the dark side.
That's interesting, and I reckon probably successful in a lot of ways, because the costumes are so iconic in Star Wars that whether you've actually watched it or not, you know
it's
what Star Wars is as soon as you see it. But it is kind of It's not like the focus, you know, you're not sort of watching it and being like, wow, look at all their costumes. It does kind of just build on the world.
Yeah, there's enough to focus on.
It's not like Avatar where you spend the whole time being like, oh my goodness, look at how they've appropriated all these things to make the hair on that.
So the heroes are dressed in kind of like a Wild West kind of light kind of costume, and they're kind of like raggedy in a way. Of course, the Imperial officers were based on German Nazi, like, you know, uniforms.
Mm-hmm.
Darth Vader The original illustration was developed from a samurai suit, but John Mullow built up the costume from using three costumers' shops and used a combination of clerical robes, motorcycle suit, a German helmet, and a gas mask.
Wow.
I'm seeing gas mask.
Wow, that is crazy. I mean, it makes a lot of sense. It's such an incredibly iconic costume as well.
Yeah, and then that kind of led me to go, how come the stormtroopers wore white? You know, if he was the bad guy.
Yeah.
And it was something that I kind of, you know, wondered when I was a kid, and I just looked it up, and apparently it was because the Republic's clone troopers, they didn't, you know, which were the robot ones, they didn't really care what they were made out of. They just wanted an army, and so they evolved from those, and they were white. So that's why the Empire's stormtroopers were white.
Nice. Yeah.
So John Mullow also worked with a famous, well-known makeup artist in the cantina scene to make the costumes and the prosthetics for that.
Yeah.
And he went on to design costumes for things like Aliens.
Oh, wow.
Ridley Scott's Aliens and Event Horizon and Tarzan and a whole lot of other kind
natural
of things.
Progressions. Yeah.
I love somebody who came from a historical world ending up being like the costumier for all the aliens for like a big period of film history. Good trajectory there.
It's pretty cool, eh? It reminded me of the guy from the Great British Sewing Bee who was in the military before he became like a tailor. Yeah.
Love that guy. He was very sweet. Thank you, Penny, for bringing us a bit of Princess Leia and also Star Wars costuming this morning. It's worth checking out the photos for anyone who's got a sort of screen nearby of the dress and its restored sort of glory. Because I'm sort of imagining how you would have to very delicately clean that up after it's been crunched up in somebody's bag in their attic for years.
Was it worth the kudos?
Who knows? Well, thank you, Penny. Have a lovely morning, and we will talk to you again next week.
Great. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad, and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.
Beep, beep.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.